Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my glorious voice. I'm a narcissist, a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of this disorder as well. So today's episode is going to be about how the longer you stay with a narcissist, the more you build them up for someone else. Point blank, period, end of story. That's how it goes. Everybody knows the phases of a narcissistic relationship: love bombing, idealization phase, devalue phase, and then inevitably the discard. I know a lot of people think the discard has to be physical, but the discard can also be an emotional discard where they can get rid of you emotionally. They can just emotionally detach from you. If you're living together or married or whatever, they'll still stay in a relationship with you overall, even though they don't care about you like they used to, or they don't act like they care about you like you used to. It's like you have a glorified roommate or something along those lines right there. So if you're dealing with narcissists, understand the longer you stay with them, the more they learn from you how to treat the next person better. And that's right there. I know it's going to get on a lot of people's nerves, but that's how it goes. I know people are going to be like, well, everybody does that, Lee. Technically, you pick up things and you go, and if things don't work out, you leave amicably, and then you do the things you learn, and you treat the next person a little better. It's just how it's the natural progress of things. Yes, that's the natural progress of things, y'all. But as I always say, intent matters. Intent. The intention here matters. Are they treating the next person better just because that's the natural cycle of things? Or are they treating the next person better to make the last person feel like shit? Are they treating the next person better to make the last person feel like that they were not enough for them? Intent matters. If the intent is there to hurt the old person, to hurt the old supply, then no, it is not the same. Because the longer you stay, let's say a lot of people know, you can tell when a relationship changes. If you understand that you're dealing with a narcissist, you can tell when it changes. They get less affectionate, they get less caring, they don't touch you anymore, they don't tell you I love you anymore, they're not even around you anymore like they used to. It's kind of like I said, it's kind of like you have a glorified roommate that sometimes you're married to, or you have to kind of be there for the kids together. You do family events together because, you know, you have kids together and things like that. But they emotionally disconnect from you. So you don't feel the flame has went out. The light switch has flickered off in the romantic aspect of your relationships, where you're like literally you're just living together, you know? So the longer you stay in a relationship like that, the more and more toxic it becomes in the household. And then also they learn stuff from you, because this is where you kind of fall in line, where you hear people say, it hurts so much to watch them give the next person everything that I asked for. Everything that I had to beg them for, they are giving to the next person. And that hurts me so badly inside of my core, in my soul. It hurts to the essence of me. I hate it so much. I loathe it so much. I really, really hate it. I loathe it. And then I just, you know, it sucks. And so you watch the next person, them give the next person everything you ask for, but they weren't giving it to you. So in a normal relationship, they're also giving you those things. And y'all, like I said, y'all might just grow apart. Things happen. Y'all might, like I said, y'all separated, divorced, whatever, but y'all still can be cool. In a narcissistic relationship, they no longer do those things for you. They withhold those things from you. There comes the part of withholding affection, withholding love. Is that withholding love and affection is a form of manipulation, especially if it's used to hurt the other person. If you know that's all the other person wants. Oh, you said physical touch is your love language? Cool. I'm not gonna ever touch you again unless you're good to me. There you go. You see? Narcissistic people withhold it on purpose, while non-narcissistic people are still doing those things, but y'all just tend to grow apart. You know, narcissists are not doing those things, but they know you want them. They know you need that stuff. They know you like that type of stuff, but they still are not doing those type of things before you because they don't want to, because withholding it makes them feel stronger. Withholding things like that makes them feel better. You know what I mean? So the longer you deal with narcissists, the longer you deal with toxic people, you have to come to the understanding that this is your life right here. I keep telling people that. I know people don't like to hear me say that because it sounds mean, I guess, but I'm being 100% legitimate with you. Like I said, if you stay with this person, this is your life. They're not going to give you what you want. They're just not, you know. And then when you leave or they decide to leave, they're going to give the next person, they're going to use the things that they learned from you, the things that they got from you, and love bomb the next person with, and treat the next person good with the things that you were begging for, the things that you were asking them to do that they never would do. Y'all been in 8, 9, 10 year relationships where y'all just boyfriend, girlfriend. Y'all break up and they get married to somebody 3 months later. Why didn't they marry me? You see? There you go, the question.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
They knew that you wanted. Then they use you as a placeholder to find another person. And you felt the emotional disconnect 7 years ago when they cheated on you. It never went back the same, but you decided to give them another chance. You gave them another chance. They took that other chance, used it to build them, keep building stuff up, keep learning from you, and then left you and treated the next person better because they learned it from you. They give the next person everything. It's like narcissistic people put it in a reserve tank. They reserve the things. They're like, oh, you like doing this? Let me put this in my safe. You know, you like love and affection? Let me put this in my safe. Oh, you like flowers? Let me put this in my safe. Oh, you like, you know, getting your cheeks slapped? Let me put this in my safe. Oh, you like this? Let me put this in my safe. And they don't give it, they lock it up in the safe and they don't give it to you. So you know what happens? They take, when they get into a new relationship, they open that safe up, they reach in there and pull out the stuff that you wanted and give it to the next person intentionally. They intentionally put that stuff in the safe because you wanted them to do it, and now they're giving it to the next person without them asking. They didn't have to ask, they just gave it to them. Yes. Now now you see the intent is there to hurt you. The intent is there to make you feel like you were not enough for them. That's why you didn't get this stuff. You were not enough. You nagged too much. You got on my nerves too much. You were not enough, right? You see how that works right there? So the more you're dealing with narcissists, the more you're dealing with toxic people, you have to understand that this is how it goes. Especially like this is a story, a tale before time itself. I hear this so much and it gets on my nerves out so much. Y'all be taking these broken down, have nothing, be nothing as people and try to build them up. You're taking on project men and women. You take on project people out here. You know, you take on project people and then you try to fix them and then you try to fix them and help build them up. And then when you fix them and help build them up, guess what? They leave you with somebody else. They fixed now. If they were already fixed, would they have been with you? Probably not. So now you took them. Hey, I met a 44-year-old person living at their mom's house, haven't worked in 7 years. And you know what? That's the person for me. They haven't worked on set. They just fell on bad luck and just didn't, you know, they got fired from a job for stealing and they just never went back to work. And I feel bad for them. I'm going to help them rebuild their life. You help them rebuild their life. You help them start a business. The business becomes successful and they leave your ass for somebody else. Then you feel like a sucker. What? I did so much for you. So I didn't ask you to do that. You didn't have to do that. I thought you did that out of the kindness of your heart, right? You didn't do that stuff for me out of the kindness of your heart. You didn't do that stuff out for me out of love. Wow, that's manipulation right there. You were just doing that stuff to keep me. Wow, you're a manipulator. You're a narcissist. See how I would? That's how I would flip it on you. I know you're like, damn, Lee, what the hell? That's how I would flip it on you right there. I would say exactly that statement right there. And that's how it works. So the more you deal with narcissistic people, the more you deal with toxic people, the more you have to understand. I'm telling y'all, this is your life. It is. This is part of your life. And I hope y'all understand that. Like, they're going to take the thing. If they stop giving you stuff, if you have to beg for your significant other to do things for you, the next person won't have to beg. I'm telling you. Why are y'all begging for the bare minimum? Y'all be literally begging for a hug. Begging to be touched. Begging to be loved. Begging to be treated like an equal. You're doing all this begging for somebody you're begging for the bare minimum. And then they're going to go out and get the next person everything that you asked for because they didn't have to ask for it. They got married 3 weeks after we got divorced, after we broke up. I didn't even get a ring. Why not? No, I'm telling you, when you feel that emotional disconnect, when you feel that flame go out, it's time to go and stomp it up. When you see the flame go out, go and stomp it out. Stomp the embers out so it don't rekindle. Because you trying to rekindle it. Y'all be blowing air on the fire. Maybe I blow air hard enough on here, it'll restart the fire. And then it doesn't work, and you feel bad. You're like, oh my goodness, what am I doing wrong? And then you get sucked into this, you get sucked into this situation, you get sucked into this dynamic, and you get mad as hell. At who? Who you getting mad? Who do you get mad at? A lot of you get mad at the narcissist for treating you like they've been treating you. Like they've been treating me this way for 15 years. I expected them to change. Why would you expect somebody to change after 15 years? Let me blow my mind a little bit. I expect people to change after 15 years of doing the same thing over and over again. You just expect an abrupt change. It doesn't work that way, y'all. I hope y'all understand that now. Please take care of yourself and be strong. Like I said, sometimes it just gets to the point where, yeah, it's tough dealing with people like this. It is tough, y'all. It is tough. Yeah, I just realized, episode 300 episodes of The Narcissist Code, y'all. Wow. 300 episodes of The Narcissist Code. I cannot believe I've been doing this every day for 300 straight days. Yikes. Not even every day. I mix some things in there. So 300 episodes. Y'all, I appreciate y'all tuning in and subscribing to me, y'all. If you made it this far, drop a 300 in there. Drop 3 100s emojis or drop a 300 in the comment section. Anyway, y'all, you deserve better. You have to think that, though. Like and subscribe for more. Stay tuned. I really, truly appreciate y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace. And my podcasters, thank y'all so much. I really, truly appreciate y'all. Hit that 5 stars for me on Apple Music for me, if y'all mind. Thank you. Mental illness is out. Peace.